It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Number one, they didn't get down there again until the game was completely out of doubt.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And number two,
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You know, that was just it.
You forgot number two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What did I say?
Gordon wants me to mention something about him right now. Why don't you get on the mic and just tell everybody yourself? Your gayness.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Craig Miller, were you in the studio when this happened?
I was.
Oh, my God. Did Gordon say something in the background while Barb was trying to do her traffic?
He did.
And what was that?
He told her to acknowledge and mention his gayness.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, yes, yes. It's time for the emergency brake of the week, that longtime Friday morning tradition. We'll give you three stop downs, and you get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. And we couldn't be any closer to the PA than we are right now. But let's give you the candidates. First up, from the morning show, the morning musers, I think they're called, Gordon Keith.
Hmm.
Talking about the new pill for women. The operative phrase here was clinical trials. Clinical trials. That's what Gordo is trying to say.
And they say that it did perform better than a placebo by all measures examined. Now, that was the company talking that's selling it. Mm-hmm. But critics say that it doesn't work very well because women in clinic...
What?
Sorry. Pardon me. Sometimes it's...
You might need to move on to the next story.
Easy to get tripped up on the word clinical trials.
All right.
Clinical trials. I shortened it there a little.
Whoa. Man, it's like you hit a log in the middle of the road or something.
Yeah, or...
Stop down big time.
Like a little man that's in a...
Okay.
But you guys see how I could have gotten tripped up on that, right? Clinical trials.
I guess so.
It happens.
I guess so.
Sometimes it just happens in unfortunate moments.
It is weird, though, that part of the human anatomy is the source of the most misspeaks.
Yeah.
Yes.
In
yeah,
news.
We have our trouble there.
Yeah.
How many times have we stopped the word country after the first syllable on accident and decided to go with nation or something like that? And
it happened last week in the e-break when Corby did that.
Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of Corby, he is candidate number two. Now, he is trying to recite lyrics here. He, too, also stops at a weird moment, and it just sounds weird when you just say these lyrics, and maybe you shouldn't say these lyrics.
They might have had one before he even went to college.
Because he's probably,
he's
what,
33?
Come on, little girl, let me knock you up.
Yeah, they had babies in college, clearly. 2001 would put him at, what, 19?
Yeah. Damn.
Eight freaking kids.
And any signs of stopping?
I mean, she's young still.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, they could go for more.
Hell, my old lady,
hit 10.
I didn't come on little girl.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
You kind of stopped there at a bad point,
I
man.
Did?
Yeah, you did.
Well, my old lady, I was saying, I didn't come on little girl, let me knock you up.
Aw, skeet, skeet.
Until she was like
50, right?
Yeah, 51.
Who are they talking about? Philip Rivers, who has all the kids? I think that's who they were talking about.
Was there? What song is that?
Oh, they were talking about Philip Rivers having eight kids, and I don't know what song that is, but they reference it.
Well,
and have that.
Whoever wrote that song, somebody should have caught him on that lyric, because that lyric is always bad.
That's Ryan's alter ego, DJ Fun Baby.
Girl,
wait. Ryan's made that up?
Yes.
DJ Fun Baby.
All right, that's funny in itself there.
Jeez.
But, yeah, let's work on those lyrics, Ryan. Candidate number three happened just this morning on the ticket. Uh-oh. Now, Cray Trey has been running the board for Big Strong Jeremy this week. And, Cray Trey, we've enjoyed having you. You've done a good job.
Thank you.
Done a very nice job. Cray Trey, by the way, hosted the show last night along with Mike Saroy, a video gaming show.
Yes, sir.
Blow the Cartridge, is that what it was?
Yes, sir, that was the name.
Yeah. And for anyone who used to own Nintendo, they know exactly what you're talking about there. Yeah. Well, we carry the Yahoo Sports Network. Is that what it's called?
The Yahoo Sports Radio Network.
Radio Network. And
I think they hired new board ops because they've been having some issues. But
well, they had some issues, and then therefore we had some issues. Now, when the network goes out, like you used to run the board, Junior, mm-hmm. when something happens and it looks like you may be down for a while, it may be good to put something that goes for 15 seconds, maybe 10 seconds, a station identifier of some sort. Mm-hmm. The 1 second identifier is probably not a good fill drop.
It's not
going
to help you at all.
All right, well, that's what Cray Trey went to this morning just before 5 o'clock here on the ticket.
Pull us down.
The ticket, the ticket, the ticket, the ticket, the ticket.
No.
Tony D. Wow. So Cray Trey thought he'd just play the 1 second, the ticket, the ticket, the ticket for 20.
You see, Cray Trey, you have access to 1 million audio drops and. Why did you pick the shortest?
I was waiting because sometimes there's a pause, and then the pause turned out to be a 10-second pause. So I'm kind of scrambling to find one of the promos, and then I just start hitting the ticket because I'm like, okay, it'll come back. Because it happens, it'll be a 15-second.
Okay, thank you.
That's good enough, Trey.
You got it.
You know what every board op should always have at the ready, and that is just a song.
Yeah.
Just music, because that's the ultimate fill, even if it's Space People.
I'll have Space
People
for now on.
You can just bring it down whenever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Space People.
Or just play the ticket 1 second drop for 20 seconds straight. That's all right, Cray Trey. You've done a good job this week.
There you go.
Yeah, see there? See how good that would have been
this
morning?
Wonderful song that is.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Gordo, Corby, or Cray Trey. 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, sports caller? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. No, that's not the call we were looking for. Not the call we were looking for.
We're at a cattle auction right now, in case you're wondering.
I've been 1500. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is Dr. Dean Cifuentes, and I'd like to vote for clinical studies in Skeet and Skeet.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Users, don't be so critical. I mean, critical of Gordon. Split him. I mean, cut him some slack.
Okay, easy there. Easy there. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Please vote responsibly.
And we're going to have weird guys like you guys and K-Trey.
Gosh almighty, that's an old reference.
That is a 21-year-old callback right there.
He's getting lots of static.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Let me have Cray Trey's moment of silence and shout out to the great Steel Team 6.
Woo!
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Junior, the speaker brand is pronounced Focal. I love you anyway. And Gordon Keith is the winner.
What?
It's pronounced what? Copal?
Yeah, so I couldn't really understand the name of it.
When
either.
Did I ever say that brand?
I don't know.
Some sort of home theater store
we'll
live
look
spot.
Into it. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Good morning, Music. This is Mushmouth.
That's a terrible Mushmouth.
It's more Natalie Maines than Mushmouth.
Yeah. I'd like to place the responsible vote for Bachelor's Life Born for.
Oh, we fought through that to get that. Mm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal slice, born.
No! No! Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
I'd like to cast my vote for Crazy Trey, third guy there.
That's supposed to be Jerry?
I think so. That's not bad. That's not bad. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Now, I'm not one for shock jock radio, but for some reason, my boy Bobby loves Gordon Keith.
Man, that's a pretty darn good Hank Hill.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, I'm impressed by that. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
I'd like to tell Kate that the national average is 5 inches. Do never, just never call me up.
What was that?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, let's try one more. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Put the lotion in the basket. Give me Gordon.
Gordon? Did he say Gordon?
Yeah, it was started off as a female, ended up as Jane Gum from Silence of the Lambs.
Well, that's good enough to give you the win, Gordo.
Are you serious?
Yeah, won it.
I accept this award on behalf of Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Okay. Go ahead and play.
And they say that it did perform better than a placebo by all measures examined. Now, that was the company talking that's selling it. Mm-hmm. But critics say that it doesn't work very well because women in clinic.
What?
Sorry. Pardon me. Sometimes it's.
You might need to move on to the next story.
Easy to get tripped up on the word clinical trials.
All right.
Clinical trials. I shortened it there.
Whoa.
Still love the Dick Van Dyke drop. Way to go, Gordo. How many is that for one Gordon Keith?
Can you believe it's his first win in 4 months?
Wow.
Been a while.
Yeah, I need to step up my game. And it reminds me we need to replay the Dick Van Dyke interview at some point.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah. All right.